A lot of people come to the Adirondacks to find themselves. Today, we have a special story of one trans woman who found a career, an identity, and a calling among the cliffs and peaks of the Adirondacks. That's today's story of the day.
Support for Story of the Day is provided by Champlain College Online, helping New Englanders advance their careers with certificates in business, cybersecurity, IT, and healthcare. Champlain.edu/New England.
Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Tuesday, January 19th. First up, Governor Andrew Cuomo laid out two starkly different scenarios in his annual budget address today. He said if the federal government provides $15 billion in aid, New York would be able to increase education funding, enact a middle-class tax cut, and provide a new subsidy to help low-income families get high-speed internet, among many other programs. But if the aid from Congress is $6 billion or less, he said, a projected $21 billion deficit will lead to draconian job cuts and loss of services.
You'd have to cut about $2 billion in education funding, about $600 million for Medicaid. You'd have to continue our 5% across-the-board reductions. You'd have to cut the funding to local government. You'd have to cut the funding for social services. And you'd have to do all of this in the middle of the COVID pandemic.
President-elect Joe Biden has proposed a $130 billion relief fund to help states dig out from the pandemic's economic losses. But it remains to be seen how much Congress will agree on and how much of that New York will get. Robbie Mekus made a career here in the North Country as an Adirondack forest ranger. She started a family and chased her passion as a rock and ice climber. Mekus also came out as a transgender woman and has become a role model for people who aren't always seen and accepted. Emily Russell brings us her story.
I meet Robbie Mekus outside her house in Keene Valley.
Hi, how are you?
She's got her hair in braids and is wearing these little teal earrings that match her puffy coat. We lace up our boots and head out.
We are hiking up Rooster Comb. This is a favorite trail because it's just something right close to home I can walk to from my house, and it has this amazing view.
The trail takes us deep into the woods. Robbie has lived here for years, but says these mountains still amaze her.
They're rugged and they're wild, and they have a sense of awe.
We reach the summit, a gray shelf of rock. From here, we can see the sharp outline of some of the park's highest peaks. How Robbie found this place, how she found herself here, goes back decades.
Even as a very small kid, I was very attracted to the notion of wildness, wild places. I would cut pictures of mountains out of magazines and hang them on my wall.
Robbie was raised in Brooklyn. Wild places like the Adirondacks seemed unreal back then. She says her family was Catholic, conservative, blue-collar.
We didn't have a lot of money. We didn't really integrate with a lot of different people. It was very insular.
This was the 1980s. Even as a little kid, Robbie knew she was different.
From the moment I had an idea of what gender was, I knew that I was a girl. But I also knew pretty early on that girls didn't have the body that I had.
Robbie was born in a boy's body. Growing up in that body, Robbie says, was scary and confusing. As a kid, she tried to be herself, tried dressing like herself.
I would insist on, you know, wearing girls' clothes to school. My mother, and I remember having fights with my mother and her putting me in, you know, button shirts and like Buster Brown shoes and cutting my hair and just screaming at the top of my lungs.
Robbie says back then she didn't know anyone who was openly queer or trans. She didn't have anyone to talk to about this stuff. Then Robbie heard something on the radio, a kind of opening.
Do you remember the Lou Reed song, Walk on the Wild Side? The first character in that song was Holly, right? Holly came from Miami, FLA. She hitchhiked her way across the USA.
plucked her eyebrows on the way, shaved her legs, and then he was a she. She says, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side.
Said, hey, I wanted to be Holly. Take a walk on I wanted the to be that side. That girl who just owned her identity and took her life in her own hands and went off and lived it. And that was what I thought I was going
to
do.
Her plan after high school was to pack up and leave home, live as an openly trans woman.
But I was scared. I was scared and afraid, and I didn't know how I was going to live my life.
Robbie says she couldn't see a safe way forward, so she stayed in the body she was born in for years. The next opening came one day when she was looking through a newspaper. She saw an ad for a climbing gym. From the first time she roped up, Robbie knew this was the community for her.
It was the first thing that just brought all sorts of different people together. You know, rich people, poor people, men, women, people who looked different than I did, had different colored skin than me. Everybody was equal at the cliff.
Robbie spent more and more time with climbers. She took classes, traveled to places that used to be just pictures on the wall. That's how she found the Adirondacks.
We took a trip up to the high peaks here and instantly fell in love.
Things were starting to click. She found a place that felt like home. And on that first trip to the park, Robbie talked with a forest ranger.
And I knew right from that day that this is where I wanted to be and this is what I wanted to do with my life.
So she went for it. In 1999, Robbie Mekus became a New York State Forest Ranger. She was in her 30s, working her dream job, and she says she thought maybe this was enough. Maybe she could make her life work and be happy in a man's body. She even got married, had a daughter.
If I settle down and I get married and have a kid, that's going to cement, you know, that I'm not trans. Maybe I'm just gender curious, you know. Maybe I just need to express myself once in a while.
When she says express herself, Robbie means cross-dress. Robbie would go down to the city every once in a while, dress like a woman for a day or two, and come home. But Robbie says that made things more complicated, scary even.
Every time I did it, it became harder and harder to come back. It became harder and harder to go back to being who I knew I wasn't. Been pretty fortunate in my life. I never suffered from depression. I never had suicidal ideation, but that was the first time in my life that I thought, I can't continue doing this. I'm going to wind up dead.
So 3 years ago, when Robbie was 44 years old, she decided it was finally time. She remembers the night she told her wife she planned a transition.
I just kind of walked into the house and broke down and told her everything. That was a hard day. Yeah.
Robbie also had to come out to the people she worked with. A lot of the Adirondacks are like the bubble she grew up in. Conservative, blue-collar, not a big community of openly queer or trans people. Robbie thought maybe this thing she loved to do, her career as a forest ranger, was over.
My job relies on that, on those personal connections with other rangers and personal connections with fire chiefs and local police chiefs and all that stuff. And I was pretty convinced that that wasn't going to be there and that I wasn't going to be able to do my job. So I had to accept the fact that I wasn't going to be a ranger.
But then this surprising thing happened. People who knew her, her coworkers, they supported her, respected her. Robbie says she felt this wave of relief. It was all coming together. She was in the right body, the right job. But Robbie says there was one more thing she had to do.
I had to accept myself more than forcing other people to accept me. I had to accept that I can be strong, I can be dirty, I can be feminine, I can be all those things. I can create my own version of what femininity looks like.
Here is a glimpse of what that looks like. Robbie is hauling herself up a frozen mountain above the tree line, carrying this huge pack. The wind is so fierce it nearly knocks her over. This is video of a winter rescue in 2018. As an openly trans woman, Robbie patrols these mountains, saves lives. She's also now talking more publicly about her work.
Welcome, everybody. Thanks for joining us for live Q&A session with Forest Ranger.
My name is Robbie Meekus. I am
Robbie does these Facebook Live events where she answers questions about climbing and camping in the park. She's also written for a major climbing magazine, performed at live storytelling events. It's scary putting herself out there, Robbie says, but it's important that women like her be seen.
There's many reasons why I didn't come out until I was 44. But one of them was because I didn't see anybody else doing the things that I still wanted to do, and I didn't think I could do them. I didn't see any queer rangers. I didn't see any trans climbers.
Robbie hopes her story will make it just a little easier for people who feel different and afraid to come out as trans or queer. But she also says one part of accepting herself is accepting how long it took to get here.
I often think about what would have happened with my life had I become Holly, where my life would have gone. You know, the sad reality is that people who did that, who had to do that back in the late 80s, early 90s, they had a hard life. So in some ways, I'm sad that I didn't transition way back then. I'm very sad that I lost those 20 or 30 years of living an honest life. But in other ways, I'm content with how my life turned out.
Letting Holly go meant after a lot of work and some really hard years, Robbie could be a mom, a forest ranger, a climber, and a role model. She's part of this bigger change where trans and queer people can be anything. Emily Russell, North Country Public Radio.
We have more news all the time on our website, ncpr.org. Music today by Lost in Beijing from Keane and Scott Shipley of Canton. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.